The sea lamprey is a blood-sucking eel-like invasive species living in the Great Lakes. Beginning tomorrow, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will begin to apply lamprey-killing pesticides into the Muskegon River system. Michael Tuohy is a fish biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Michael, first remind us just what is a sea lamprey and why do we not want them in our waters?
Well, sea lampreys are fairly anciently evolved fish. They're native to the North Atlantic Ocean, and they spend most of their life in their larval form in tributary streams. But at some point, they mature, they metamorphose, drift downstream, and enter a short parasitic phase where they feed on larger fish. And that works out fine in the North Atlantic Ocean. But these animals got into the Great Lakes, well, the upper Great Lakes, about 1920. They got around Niagara Falls when we built the Welland Canal. After that, we found their numbers proliferated in the upper Great Lakes, and they devastated the fishery. The fishery just plummeted. Lake trout disappeared from the lower lakes, and many other fish are gone from this earth forever. So that's the problem with sea lampreys. They belong in the North Atlantic Ocean. It's a great big pond with a relatively low ratio of spawning streams to ocean area. But in the Great Lakes, they didn't evolve here. They don't belong here. And they're devastating to the native fish populations.
And in looking at photos of them, the array of teeth that they have that can penetrate the scales and the skin of a fish as it looks for the blood, they're as you say, they're very prehistoric looking.
They're a very efficient fish-eating machine. Each one consumes about 40 pounds of lake trout in its lifetime. Its parasitic phase lasts about a year and a half, and then they find a stream to spawn in. And then they die, much like a salmon would. But then the larvae live in those streams, filter feeding, not really hurting anything. But then they eventually metamorphose and complete the life cycle.
And thus, the sea lamprey killing that's planned for the Muskegon River system, you're zeroing in on those larvae?
Exactly. And that's kind of the backbone of the program. You know, since about 1960 or so, late 50s, early 60s, we discovered this chemical called TFM. And it's a remarkably benign chemical to most other creatures. So we're very fortunate. We put this in a river in which larval lampreys are present, and it will kill the sea lamprey larvae and largely leave everything else intact. It degrades quite readily in the environment.
So what are we seeing happening this month?
Well, the Muskegon River will be getting treated. The Muskegon River is the largest producer of sea lampreys to Lake Michigan. So there's probably almost 5 million larvae in that river right now. So if it went untreated, over 100,000 parasites would be produced there annually. And, you know, and at about 40 pounds of Great Lakes fish being destroyed per animal, that would amount to over 4 million pounds of Great Lakes fish. And we just can't have a sustainable fishery without a sea lamprey control program to knock these numbers down.
Michael, do we ever see a day where we will be rid of these things, or we're just going to have to kind of keep this kind of system going of trying to kill off these the larvae?
You know, I'm optimistic. I think that we will have a means of eradicating them. Right now, the philosophy is to treat to some economic injury level, you know. We can afford to spend a certain amount of money, and we gain a great deal of economic benefit. This fishery is worth over $7 billion, has a great cost-benefit ratio, this program. But we've got all kinds of really cool research going on pheromones, alarm substances, and I personally think that some of the genetic type of work that's going on, that we will find a silver bullet here and be able to eradicate these animals from the Great Lakes.
Michael Tuohy, fish biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and we spoke to him from Mackinac City. Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And here at Michigan Radio, Rebecca Williams of the Environment Report has done a huge amount of lamprey coverage, including a very serious report on a killer lamprey film. That's when residents of a fictional Michigan town battle the lamprey. It's called Blood Lake, Attack of the Killer Lampreys, brought to you by, yes, the very same people who made Sharknado. You can watch a trailer on the website, michiganradio.org. Just click the link that says The Environment Report.